listening to a behind-the-scenes KatieCast, your sneak peek into the world of Katie's mind. This week, Katie will discuss the novella Bird of Paradise, which was published in the Heatwave anthology in June 2003.
As usual, I will discuss some points which may be spoilers, so if you haven't yet read Bird of Paradise, you might want to hold off on listening to the podcast. Bird of Paradise was my first novella. It came about because my editor, Kate Seaver, who was then with Dorchester, called me up one day and asked if I'd like to do a contemporary novella. I wasn't sure I could even write such a thing as a 35,000-word story, never having tried my hand at that. But Kate, ever savvy, said it would mean good exposure for me. This was before Improper English had come out, to be in an anthology with known contemporary writers. So I agreed, and we hashed out a quick basis of an idea as a setting for all three novellas, a reality TV dating show. Now, there's nothing unusual about the premise. There are a gazillion reality shows that deal with relationships. But I was a bit hesitant about the whole idea because the sad truth is that I don't watch commercial TV. I don't watch TV and movies a whole lot to begin with, but when I do feel the need for some visual entertainment, I usually confine myself to movies or series on DVD. I had certainly never seen any reality TV shows, which made me feel horribly inadequate when it came to writing about one. But I am not afraid of rolling up my sleeves and diving into research, so with a grim smile playing about my lips, I fired up my TiVo and told it I wanted it to record some reality dating shows. A week later, I had a modest selection available, and I sat down to view them. I think I lasted about 2 minutes before I started squirming uncomfortably in my chair, appalled at what people will do in order to be on TV. But I am nothing if not diligent, and I sat through the shows my TiVo had so thoughtfully picked out for me, then settled in front of the computer, feeling a whole lot better about tackling the project. Now, as anyone who's familiar with my heroes can tell you, I'm pretty pro-alpha male. I love the little devils, and usually write my heroes to be alpha, although alpha with a pretty good sense of humor. But after viewing the arrogant men who paraded around on the reality dating shows, I decided the last thing I could stomach would be to write someone just like them. So Adam came out to be a beta male, not nearly so arrogant and aggressive, but basically just an honest, likable, affectionate man who wasn't afraid to show his emotions. And of course, he was an animal lover, which brings me to the topic of Jesus the cat. As many of my readers know, I'm very pro-animals myself. I've always had dogs and for many years had cats as well. So when it came time to saddle Adam with a beastie, I decided he needed a cat. But not just any cat would suit him. No, it had to be a cat with attitude. One who he could rescue more or less against his will, but end up being so bonded to, he even took the cat with him on his first job. Jesus the cat pretty much wrote himself, everything from his gecko friend to the dressy dinner collars that he insisted on wearing were all spawned from his attitude. The fact that Adam obviously cared so much for the cat is one of the things that absolutely melted my heart, as it did the heroine of the story, Hero. Being particularly fond of some of the female names used in Shakespeare's plays, I've always wanted to write a heroine named Hero, and decided that this novella would be a good opportunity to do so. I also wanted to write a heroine who would represent the more voluptuous members of the world. Most women, no matter what their size, feel that there are serious problems with their body, and Hero was no exception. She had an incredibly hard time understanding that Adam didn't give a damn what she looked like, something I think all too many women can relate to. I would have liked to have done a lot more with her, story-wise, but I simply ran out of writing room. I do think that Hero was one of the reasons I ended up writing Corset Diaries, however. I wanted to address the issue in a full-length novel of a woman who had plentiful curves. So those of you who are fond of Tessa can give Hero your thanks for starting me down that path. A wee bit of trivia about Bird of Paradise. The original title for this novella was And Then My Nipples Exploded in Delight. I so loved that over-the-top, flamboyantly outrageous phrase, I knew I had to use it as a title. publishers' marketing departments being what they were, I knew I'd never get it as a book title, so I happily slapped it on as the title of my novella. Alas, my editor sadly informed me later that although she tried to get it approved, the marketing people frowned most severely at it and requested a change. Bird of Paradise came to me instantly as an alternate title, and I think that with its reference to Hero as being an exotic, lush flower, it's appropriate, although not nearly so much fun as Nipples Exploding in Delight. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Bird of Paradise. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonsubs.com. Feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.